What's going on? This is episode 11 of the Online Entrepreneurs Podcast, and this is going to be a much shorter episode because it's basically going to be me asking you a couple questions about some stuff, and it's about the future of the podcast. So, some of the things I wanted to talk about is where the podcast should go, what it should mostly be based on, what other ideas would you want to see, and stuff like that. So go ahead and getting into it. I've noticed that the podcast itself has much less views on my YouTube videos. Because I take the podcast, get the audio, and put it into a video, and then publish that video on YouTube, and they get a lot less views than normal videos, which at first I thought uploading the videos onto the channel would actually help improve the channel, because, you know, two videos a week is better than just one, but if you're not getting many views on it, that can possibly hurt you in analytics. And also, there'll be like some very popular video I've released that'll get a lot of views. But the problem is, over on the suggested videos, a couple of the videos being suggested is the podcast episodes and not other videos I would like them to see to convince someone to subscribe. So, with that being said, my first question I was asking is, would you still like the podcast to be on the Devin Street YouTube channel? Because pretty soon I will be launching the Online Entrepreneurs Media YouTube channel. I already have it created and everything. I just haven't published anything onto it yet. And when I come out with this, I think it's going to be much more focused around the company and everything. And I feel like this podcast is extremely related more to the company than it is me personally. And with that being said, would you like to see that? Would you like to see the podcast move over from where it is right now on the Devin Street YouTube channel over to the Online Entrepreneurs Media YouTube channel? Because it's the Online Entrepreneurs Podcast, so it would go pretty well with Online Entrepreneurs Media. And that's just one thought that I had about that. And yeah, that's basically the main question. Where do you want this on YouTube? And I'm almost positive that I want to put it on Online Entrepreneurs Media, but I just need to hear the community's ideas. Secondly, how many people actually listen to the podcast? I'm very interested about that, because I've been looking at statistics, and on average, not counting YouTube views, just counting listens on iTunes, on Google Play, on Pocket Cast, I think, and also Stitcher. I'm pretty sure those are the four it's on right now. Looking at those statistics, it's getting an average of about 15 to 20 listens per podcast episode. So, not the biggest compared to just stuff like how many followers I got on Instagram, how many YouTube subscribers I have. So, it's a lot less than that. And also, I know lots of people don't like to listen to a podcast, but at the same time, I mean, if you're just driving to work or something, or you don't have nothing to do, instead of listening to music, it might be better for you to give 10 to 20 minutes to listen to a podcast to educate you, to further your career. Because if you're listening to this right now, if you're subscribed to my channel, if you have anything affiliated with me, you obviously want to further your career and create your online presence. So, why not just listen to the podcast? Give it a shot. It's only once a week. It's not even daily. And that's another thing. Would you like more episodes of the podcast? Would you like less episodes of the podcast? Give me your opinion on that. What do you think about it coming out every Wednesday morning? That's another thing. And outside of that, what topics would you like to hear about the podcast? Would you prefer to have more of these lectures where I sort of just talk about a topic, talk about my experiences, talk about how you can use these sort of things? Like, I think we talked about affiliate marketing either last week or the week before. I think it was either episode 8 or 9. We talked about affiliate marketing. And then we've had stuff like the Jesse K interview. That was episode 2. Would you prefer more interview style? Because I definitely would like to interview some more people. You could give me some suggestions of who you would like to see me interview. And also, do you even want more interviews? Would you prefer lectures or interviews or some other idea I haven't even talked about yet? Maybe just an entire episode dedicated to question and answers. That can be a thing too, but at the moment, I don't, like I said, it's getting about 15 to 20 listens per episode, so do we really have the audience to do that? Because there are people listening, but there is almost zero interaction with the podcast. So that's another thing. And also, I think the most listened episode had 110 listens. It was somewhere between episode 5 and 9, I think. Somewhere between there. I'm not sure which one it was. And also, so we have lectures, we have interviews, we have Q&As, and a fourth thing is sort of just like a roundup of what my week's been like, what I've been up to, because I know in episode 10 last week, I talked about both using online marketing in a campaign, but I also talked about my campaign generally as I was running for state president. And would you prefer to just listen to an episode of me talking about what's going on in my professional career? That's another idea. So I'm just sort of throwing ideas out here. So let me know what ideas you have for the podcast, what you would like to see on the podcast, and also where you want this distributed on YouTube, what channel do you want it on. And I think that's all I have, all the questions I have. I'm looking maybe to steering away from Anchor. I've enjoyed using Anchor to start out, but I think now I'm sort of getting more of a hang of it. I would prefer to be able to edit the podcast with more freedom than Anchor offers. And I would love to be able to distribute the podcast and control the podcast more. So I definitely need to look into that, because Anchor is actually very restrictive on how you control your podcast. But at the same time, it is extremely helpful for someone getting started and someone that doesn't know how to do something. So with that being said, that's just all the questions I have. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and let me know what you think about this. Give me all your ideas you have, and it will be super helpful. And I will see you in the next episode next Wednesday.